time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Price City Councilperson Amy Jesperson. We've got a lot of things coming up, getting ready to go down in Price City. So she came in to kind of give us an update of what to look forward to. We're going to talk St. Patrick's Day Parade, a lot of great things that are going on in the downtown district. And then we have a Renaissance Festival that is coming up the end of April. We'll speak to that as well. Amy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me.
So let's jump right in and get going with this. And let's start talking St. Patrick's Day Parade because it's not that far off.
Yeah, it's not. St. Patrick's Day is coming up on March 18th. That's when the parade is. It'll be at noon down Main Street, the usual parade route. The weather in March, you'd never really know, but it doesn't really matter because people come out and they celebrate and they just have a good time. This is just a fun parade.
We're still going to do it. That's what I always say is if the parade weather for this year can be as good as last year,
mm-hmm.
And last year's parade was huge. So just look for that, and we'll be talking more about that the closer that it gets. Now, another thing we talked about, you mentioned Main Street, so let's talk about the downtown district. What's going on in downtown Price right now?
So a couple of years ago during COVID, and I've been here and talked about our downtown committee before, and we're kind of trying to really revitalize it and promote it and fix it up and make it beautiful and make it a place where you want to come gather and want to come hang out. So if you've noticed the last couple of weeks, our new banners have gone up, started going up. They're not done going up yet, but they're pretty close. And so our Parks Department is working hard on getting those up. But they were originally designed about a year ago. The concept was created by our Youth Main Street Committee. And that's just, so we've got our Price Youth Council Committee, and then we've got just a youth committee that's totally for Main Street. So they kind of came up with a concept. We took that to Peasy, and they helped us come up with a really great design. And they're really professional and really great, and they stand out. You notice them, and it just kind of sets apart our downtown from the rest of Main Street, which is all like, you know, highway. So we have a historic downtown. It's where all the older buildings are. And, you know, a lot of our businesses are concentrated in that 2.5 block area.
So, you know, and the important thing is get down and see what's going on in downtown Price. Because, you know, they lost a restaurant downtown, but it didn't take long to fill it back up. And
yeah,
Ruben's is on Main Street now.
Yeah, so
and
good.
Yeah, and go down there for some dinner. You know, you've got Mecca, you've got the coffee shop, you've got... I hate to start listing things because then I forget
Farlano's.
Farlano's is there.
Yeah.
Go down and check out, see what's going on, have some dinner, have a lunch, and then just kind of wander around and see what is available and what goes on in that downtown district. Because, you know, it's very rare that you get an opportunity to have a downtown area like this. And I mean, there are cities in around the area that are kind of starting to do the same thing as everybody else and try and revitalize their downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Price has the businesses there. Go check them out. I go down there probably once or twice a week for lunch or dinner, and there's plenty of great things to do down there as well.
Yeah, there's new businesses coming in, you know, frequently, and there's some really cute shops, Olivetto's, cutest shop ever, and some really good restaurants down there. So, yeah, our main streets and all throughout the state, cities throughout the state have, you know, we love the development on the exits, the highway exits. Those are great. But people like want that nostalgia. They want a walkable place. They want a place that they can gather, a place that they can hang out. And that's what our old downtowns provide.
And that's what it's all about. So get on down to downtown Main Street here in Price and check things out and see what's going on in the downtown district. And then now let's wrap up with talking about this is going to come the end of April. Last year was a big success. This time around, a Renaissance Festival. And it seems like Megan just keeps adding stuff onto this year. And it's going to be huge.
Yeah, I think last year it was one day. I was out of town that weekend, so I didn't go. But this weekend or this year, it's the 28th and 29th. It was huge last year. It's going to be even bigger this year. Megan does a great job. And the company that comes down and puts on the festival does a great job. It's a lot of fun. People dressed up in costumes and just really got into it. And, you know, it's a thing, these Renaissance fairs, and they're just a lot of fun.
Lots of great vendors, food vendors. I believe that Castle Valley Community Theater is even putting together a Shakespeare production for this one. And once again, she just keeps adding things onto this. And it's getting to the point where it's just going to be a lot of fun and get out and enjoy it. And, you know, the weather will be a little bit better the end of August as opposed to, you know, for the parade, or end of April, excuse me, as opposed to the parade in March. But get out and have some fun. They do great things, fun things at these festivals. And of course, we'll talk more about that coming up. But if anyone is interested, they can just call the city and they can kind of move them to where they need to be, right?
It's on our Facebook page. So Price City on Facebook. And there's flyers for the Renaissance Fair. There's flyers for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. So all the information, Facebook is just a really good place to go. We also have the Price City website, and the flyers should be on that too.
So get out there. Get ready to have it. It is just around the corner. I know the weather is not really cooperating right now, but it is just around the corner. Spring isn't that far away, and a lot of great things that'll be coming and happening this spring and summer into the months and everything. Won't be long. We'll be talking international days. I mean, I know it's already started to happen.
Yep.
So we'll
meetings
be talking
have
that
begun.
As well.
Planning has begun. It's going to be bigger this year. It's going to be longer. It's going to be more fun. More days. It's going to be great.
If you can handle it.
Can you handle three or four straight days of international days?
Let's give it a shot. All right. Price City Councilwoman Amy Jespersen, thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us, giving us a nice little update on what's going on. And we're going to let you get back to it. And we'll be talking to you again, I'm sure.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.